kids that come to our camp, you know, I tell them, I'm like, look, if we're in there to see you, we watch you from the second you get out of your car, the second you get back in your car. You know, we're watching how you treat your parents. We're watching what you do pregame. We're watching what you eat at the concession stand. You know, all those things, they're all important.
No good player has ever said, well, who else is going to be the shortstop? The best players just say, sign who you want. I'm going to beat him, right?
And the other thing for baseball players, if you want to be a great baseball player and play at the highest levels, then be an athlete first.
Hello and welcome to the Coach's Corner podcast, where the coaches hang out with Walter. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Baseball Blue Book. If it has to do with baseball, it has to be in the book. The question for you, are you in the book? Now let's join our host, Walter Beattie.
Hello and welcome back. Our weekend continues here at the ABCA convention in Dallas. And if we're in Dallas, we're going to talk to the creator of the nationally renowned Dallas Patriots, Logan South, author, keynote speaker. Basically, you do a whole bunch of stuff, and you do it really, really well. Logan, thank you for spending some time with us today.
Oh, it's my honor. Thanks for having me on.
You know, one of the things that, first of all, I'm going to digress a little bit to start, because you've been at the forefront of travel baseball, you know, and that's kind of the hot topic as far as the role that it plays with regard to recruiting all the college coaches we see today. But you were really at the forefront of developing what is now known as the National Elite Teams. Tell us a little bit about the evolution of the Dallas Patriots.
Well, it's interesting. I'll never forget the phone call I got from Jerry Ford saying, I'm starting a new organization. It's going to be called Perfect Game. We really want your teams to come. And I said, well, we're kind of booked already, you know. And it's just, I look back on that. It's like, it's 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. But no, we started 25 years ago. I was coaching college baseball at Dallas Baptist University.
Yep.
Long story short, you know, our passion with the Patriots is has never changed, and that's to do what's best for the kid and to truly develop them. And so 25 years running, 400 draft picks. Every kid that's graduated has had a chance to go on to play college baseball, a bunch of big league all-stars and whatnot. So it's been very humbling because I never intended it to become this. It just organically sort of happened, and here we are.
But I mean, literally, there's not a college coach that has walked by our table that you do not know personally or professionally. And it's, you are a part of the building block of what we now know with all the showcases and tournaments that are part of the vernacular now of baseball. But you were at the, you know, at the very beginning of that. It must make you feel great to now see some of your former players with regard to they're having children, they're married, and they're beginning to pass on the things and the lessons that they that you taught them. When you're doing a lot of your public speaking, how are you relating to today's athlete? How are you keeping them focused and kind of eye on the prize, daily routines, daily disciplines, motivation? How do you keep today's athletes motivated to be better?
I think ultimately, you know, our core, we have to have a core value infrastructure. And, you know, back in the day, families had dinner at the table.
Right.
Right. There was a rhythm to their life. Today, it's hard to have a rhythm. And so in my household with the kids I have the honor to mentor, I'm all about creating core values. And our core values are simple. Number one is be committed to growing as a human being, because baseball is going to end at some point. Right. Who do you become along the way? Number two, while you're a player, be committed to becoming the best player you can become. Number three, be a great teammate, because being a great teammate is not just as a player. That's when you get married, you need to be a great teammate. When you're working for someone, you need to be a great teammate, right? So be a great team. Number four, absolutely hate losing. And some people think that's a little harsh. It's not, because, you know, you grow up, you have kids, you feed your family by winning. If you don't win, right, you can't feed your family.
Right.
And so I'm concerned for this generation of kids who have this microwave mindset. I'll try it. If I don't like it, I'll move on to the next thing. And as you referenced, I own some other companies outside of baseball. And you know, we've got thousands of employees, and it's insane how you'll see it's ghosting. Ghosting is a thing. Literally, they'll be at work, a 23-year-old, and then they just don't show up. So again, core values, be a great teammate, right? And then I've got three non-negotiables, or hate losing. And then three non-negotiables, you're going to bring great attitude, great effort, great focus. I tell my own twins, I have twins, and every right. kid I coach, those three things you can bring to the world every day. I've never met a successful person in my life. Hey, tell me the key to your success. We all have a horrible attitude. Everything works great. No, no, said no one ever.
Right.
And so when you bring great attitude, great effort, great focus, you're making this world a better place. You're making the people around you better because you're doing life better. And so I'm just a big believer in personal growth, personal development. When you grow you, everything around you grows. So if we can get people on a growth mindset with core values is like bowling. It's the bumpers. The core values keep you in the lane. Right. They keep you even like, because life is not a straight line. You're going to zigzag and it's tough. And it's like an airplane. An airplane, it literally the entire flight gets off a degree and it just goes like this the entire time. It never goes straight to its destination. If it didn't recalibrate while in the air, it would literally end up 600 miles in the wrong place. And so our life is very similar to that. The wind's going to blow. You're going to have turbulence. Core values keep you on the straight and narrow. Core values give you a rhythm in life. Core values help you understand what's wrong, what could sabotage your success, right? I think one of the biggest struggles for people is they don't realize when they're literally being sabotaged. And a sabotage means it's affecting your ability to win, to succeed, to do life better before you even realize it. That's different than an excuse. An excuse is after the fact, right? A sabotager is like, it literally cripples you before you even know it happens. And so, you know, I pray literally for the children of our world. And for me, yes, we need a better world for our children, but truthfully, we need better children for our world because people make up the world.
Right.
And so if we can grow households better, we'll grow communities better. If we do that, we'll grow states better. We'll grow our country better. We'll grow the world better. And that's kind of really my heartbeat.
So for me, this is a very powerful message and one that I don't think we're hearing enough. We're being asked constantly to choose sides, right, left. You know, do you like, I know, are you somebody that's going to follow? Or are you going to be somebody that leads? But core values, morals, life compass, you know, and it's in, I'm really just listening to you. I really believe that's what the sport of baseball can provide because it mirrors life in every single way, every single facet. You can make an analogy and a parallel between baseball and life. And so kind of share with us a little bit about your vision moving not only the Dallas Patriots, but in all your as a speaker, as an author, some of the things that you would like families to start to pay attention to more and add to their day-to-day life.
Well, I would say we were talking about families and we'll talk about baseball. I agree with you. Baseball to me is one of the greatest platforms for mentorship about life because it's hard. It's
hard.
A struggle. You have to have teammates, right? One is too lonely a number to do significant things on a long-term scale. For me, I would say this would be my encouragement to parents because this is one of the biggest things I'm seeing, having done this for so long, one of the biggest things of concern I'm seeing is you see well-intended parents. Their intentions are good, but their mode of operation's wrong. And I'll give you an example. It's like a kid wanting to learn how to ride a bike. Okay, well, you help them on, you kind of push them, you kind of walk along, and then what do? You let them go. And they'll fall, but then they'll get up, you do it again until they, boom, they ride the bike. What I'm seeing in today's culture is a majority of these parents, second there's a minute, they won't let go of the bike.
Right.
So what they're doing is they're
love that
they start walking on the bike. Okay, Johnny, you're doing good. And then Johnny goes, okay, mom, okay, dad, I'm ready to pedal. And they start jogging along with the bike. Then you see the parents sprinting on, holding on to that bike. And the kid's like, just let me ride the bike. And so what's happening is you're setting your kids up for failure, not only now, but in the real world.
Right.
And so look at the transfer portal. Thousands of kids in the transfer portal. What's that a cause of? It's called the escape mindset. That's what I view. Adversity comes, escape it. Well, where are the kids getting that from? Their parents. People want to blame the kids. It's not the kids' fault. It's how they're raised.
Right.
And so the bottom line is, as parents, we have to be okay with our kid falling off the bike. We have to not only be okay with it, but realize it's a necessity for their maturation. It's a necessity for their emotional intelligence. It's a necessity for them learning how to overcome adversity in life because you're not going to always be able to hold them up on the bike.
Right.
And so what I'm seeing is the second something goes wrong, and baseball, what's beautiful about baseball is things are always going to go wrong.
Right.
Always. And so what baseball does is it prepares them for how to overcome it. Listen, there is no such thing as a smooth mountain. If there were, how in the world would you climb it? And so what I try to help parents understand is those pitfalls along that mountain they're a necessity for your child to go up to the next level.
Right.
And here's what's important. As they go up to these next levels, the higher you go, the stronger the wind blows. And so that's just the price of success.
Right.
Right. But the price is worth it.
Right.
And so, but the parents, I see them again, their intentions are good. They want what's best for the kid. I don't know any parent that goes, well, I want to purposely make sure I mess up my kid's future. It's not that. It's just, again, I have kids, so I'm speaking with the parents, not at the parents here. No one wants to see their kids struggle. But the, I mean, every growth is a result of a kid or a person getting out of their comfort zone. When you stay in your comfort zone, nothing grows there.
Correct.
That's where you just manage.
Right.
Growth comes from stepping out of that comfort zone. But here's what's cool. And if you all listening to this, if you picture a circle, when you step out of your comfort zone, guess what? Your comfort zone just got bigger. Then you step out of it again. Now I got bigger. And the reason you see super successful people is they're able to call up excellence at a moment's notice because they have allowed themselves to be stretched, right? It's like the rubber band theory. Too many people are holding onto the rubber band and they're just holding on to it. Well, what's a rubber band going to do? If you just sit there, no, the power in the rubber band is when you stretch it.
Stretch, right.
And that's the same thing with human beings. Human potential, the power and human potential lies in them being stretched. And so my biggest advice to parents is embrace adversity. Embrace truth tellers in your children's life. If you have a coach who all he does is pat him on, great job, Johnny. You're doing wonderful. That's not a truth teller. It's a liar.
Right.
Okay. If a kid goes over 3 or 3 strikeouts, no, that's not okay.
Right.
You're letting your team down.
Right.
That's not okay. Now, that doesn't mean you're a bad kid. That doesn't mean you're a bad person. We're going to go to work on it. But listen, we got to add more value here.
Right.
Right. And so I just see too many parents in this world. I think a lot of it comes from the social media phenomenon, where everybody's trying to live up to this perfect world on social. They want to post their kids' accomplishment on social. Adults, you know, want to look good in a bathing suit on social.
Right.
I think we have to realize, let's play to an audience of one, and that's not the audience of social media.
Right.
And so I just, my heart bleeds for these kids because they're being crippled and don't even realize it. And I think that'd be one of the biggest pieces of advice I'd give to parents is embrace the journey. Embrace it, right? Because the dream is free, but the journey isn't. And Amen. They got to embrace it.
So obviously I can absolutely see why and how people gravitate towards you with regard to keynote speaking. I mean, I went on your website last evening prior to today, and between how do people reach you to get you to be a part of their organization?
Yeah, they just go to loganstout.com. Yeah. loganstout.com. And then, I don't even go on the site really, but that's how they can get on. Or you know, I'm on social media.
Right. Active on social
media. Yeah. I just, you know, it helps me stay connected. I grew up dirt poor. My mom raised me, my little brother. I worked full time since the age of 12, and I was blessed to have a lot of success in the business world, you know, after baseball. And, but I just think it's important. We never forget where we come from. And there's people out there struggling. There's people that want help. And one of my greatest joys in life is to come add value to organizations, teams, companies, and I love it. And so, but yeah, all my social media accounts are on my website, loganstout.com. They're all on there, and they can DM me or message me.
Well, we're going to make sure, whether you're listening on the podcast or watching on the YouTube, everything will be in the description on how to reach Logan directly and be able to, first of all, he's very active on social media with regard to Twitter, so very easy to find him. But with regard to the website, we'll have all that information listed down in the description below. Now, are you still... I want to touch upon it real quick as far as the technology that you were describing with regard to athletes, I guess, analysis of not only body composition, but strength, weakness, muscle deficiencies, ligaments, tendons, things like that. Could you just touch upon that a little bit about your interaction and work within that field?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we have a lot of big leaguers, right? And so, and then of course, college players,
right?
And obviously kids that are about to be college players all the way down to little dudes, right? Little kid, you know, coach bits,
right.
Too. And what's interesting is the older guys, they go to this chiropractor. They're going way over here to this guy. They're getting hitting lessons from one of our guys or pitching lessons. And they're going all over the place. And some of the people they go to are great. Some maybe not. I don't know. But we were able to partner with Empower IQ. Empower IQ literally has worked with Manchester United, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yep.
I mean, professional soccer, the NFL. I mean, you name it. They've done it. And I said, hey, amateur athletes need this.
Big time.
They need it. And in fact, Josh Bell, who's with the Marlins, and he played for me since he was 10 years old. I've got him on the technology the other day. And he was like, oh my gosh. Like, why don't we have this? He literally told me he and Juan Soto saw something kind of similar. And long story short, the Nationals, I don't remember exactly what happened. But the point is this. You're going to come in. It's at our headquarters. And so in our headquarters, we have, you know, LED lit turf, outdoor field, indoor field, cages, recovery area, infrared sauna, cold plunge pool, the dietitian for the Texas Rangers in there, chiropractor, mindset coach, all this stuff. But we have this deal with your biometrics, and it's this technology using artificial intelligence. You get in front of this deal, And it will literally tell you every single thing going on with your body. Everything, head to toe, everything from your balance, your power, where you're deficient, where you can get better, your risk of injury. So like they'll tell me a story about Cristiano Ronaldo. They have him check him like almost every day because he's the most expensive athlete in the world.
Right.
And they can see a thing on his knee where it's a little bit weaker than the other one. Well, that's how you get hurt eventually.
Right.
So they say, hey, you take him today off, right? And they'll test him the next day. They'll go back. It looks great. Okay, you're good to go. And so it's about injury prevention as well. But then they create a personalized workout for you based on you, based on data, based on facts. Documentation beats conversation. So now when you're going to the weight room, you're not just going there doing random weights and hoping it works out. It is customized to you from how many reps, the weight, when you do it, how you do it. If your mechanics are off a little bit, it'll show you that. I mean, it's crazy. Like one of my twins, he hits left-handed, but does everything else right-handed. Well, he kept pulling off the ball. His top hand, right?
Right.
It just wasn't staying through the baseball. He gets on this deal and it shows his back left scapula was weaker than his right. So wow. That answered it. So his top hand couldn't get through the ball because it was weaker. And so his throwing arm, his bottom hand, right, was pulling the bat out of the zone. So they created this personalized deal for him. It got it balanced. And so we go check it every week to make sure his body's still balanced. And now he's crushing, driving the ball to left center field gap. I mean, but it's interesting when you get real data about you as an individual. And so in addition, we have a DNA platform through ID Life, which basically tells you the workouts you need, health and wellness plan, what food you should be eating. Heck, I'm an adult. I lost 20 pounds. You're not going to believe this. They told me my DNA, I don't absorb leafy greens. Well, every day for 20 years, I've had a salad for lunch, right?
Right.
And I don't do any dressing. I mean, I keep it clean. Protein with dressing. You're not going to believe this. So I feel inflamed. I can't lose weight. I don't know what's going on. So I read the report. It says I don't absorb leafy greens. So I cut out salads. I lost 22 pounds in 30 days.
Really?
If you'd have told me that I could lose 22 pounds.
By not eating a salad.
So what was happening? My body couldn't process it.
Right.
So again, my point is what we're doing in our headquarters, it's literally a one-stop shop to get you everything you need to be dialed in, to take the guesswork out of it, to save you money, save you headache, and make sure you as an individual are doing life as best as you possibly can.
Now, is this available at your facility with the Patriots?
Everything's available there.
Okay. And it's called Empower?
It's Empower. If you go to DallasPatriots.com, it's all on there, but Empower IQ as well. But DallasPatriots.com, the easiest way to get that information is info@DallasPatriots.com. Shoot an email.
Okay.
Or you can DM me on social and I'll hook you up with the staff and they'll get you all set up and help you out.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say thank you for taking the time. I know that we've taken a little bit of your time. We had some coaches we'd be talking to. But Logan, really a pleasure meeting you in person. I know we talk a little bit on social media and I can definitively tell you that either my son and I or my son will be in that facility next week.
Awesome. I'll see you then.
All right, Logan. And I want to tell parents, again, everything that Logan and I covered, we're going to have in the description. LoganStout.com, social media handles, Dallas Patriots, info@DallasPatriots.com. We're going to have all that located down below. But if you have any questions that you want to add, and I'll forward to Logan, I'm happy to do that. Again, we'll be back in a few minutes with our next coach.